Hey, I'm Eric Keach. I'm here with J.D. O'Brien. He's a client over there at Dungeon Strength and Conditioning. He's been there now for just only a few weeks as the time that we're talking here, and he's already started to see some pretty interesting results, and he wants to be able to share his story so that I can help others. So, J.D., thank you so much for being here. I really do appreciate it. And what I want to do is I kind of want to step back just maybe a month, maybe 2 months ago, so people kind of understand where you were and tell us about like what you were going through, maybe physically or mentally or emotionally, that made you say, listen, I got to go and start training and working out.
Eric, last summer I spent a lot of time on a paddleboard and had a lot of fun and was in the best shape of my life. And then this past fall, I just exploded. Probably put on 30 pounds between October and December. And so, of course, when January rolled around, I said, man, I got to get rid of this gut. A friend of mine, Mike Snyder, has had just extraordinary results with GR at Dungeon Strength and Conditioning. So I said that's the place to go for me.
Was there something, you know, it was a short period of time, and I don't know if there was an issue or something, but was there something that kind of just made you kind of pack on the pounds that quickly? Was there something going on? Or was it just, you know, it just happened, like you kind of let things go and it just happened?
Well, I live in Minnesota, and it's cold up here, and so the winter came. I just went from a very active lifestyle to a very inactive lifestyle in a short period of time.
And since it happened that fast, you know, how did it make you feel, realizing, like, wow, you know, I actually, this happened? What did it make you feel like?
You know, I've always been overweight. I've never been the dude with six-pack. I've never... my family's always been quite a bit bigger. I thought I was starting to make some headway this past summer, when I had been so active. And so, it was certainly discouraging, to regress like that.
All right. And that just kind of like that feeling, right? Regressing and be like, oh, right. A little frustrating and just like, all right, now I got to do something about it. And you mentioned you had a friend's. Who goes over there, Dungeon? Is that how you found out about the place?
Yeah. So my friend Mike has lost an extraordinary amount of weight through the Dungeon. And he posted a little promo thing that GR was putting on. The promo looked like a great deal. So I said, I got to try this. Got to give it a shot for 3 weeks.
Okay, so that's what you kind of had that feeling like, well, I really don't have anything to lose. You know, 3 weeks is 3 weeks, right? Let me give it a try.
Absolutely.
All right, now, so you do that, you go, decide to go in. Tell me about that first day. Were you nervous? Like, what was going through your head?
A little bit. The first thing I came in for was an orientation. We just sat and talked for about an hour. I was a little bummed about that. I had brought my running shoes and came to sweat pretty heavy. So I was anxious to get going. That took a couple days.
Okay. But the orientation, again, looking back, did it make sense as to why you did it and why it was needed?
Absolutely. The orientation was great. It was the most realistic, conversation I've ever had about my health and about getting healthy. Where a lot of guys would say, here's this diet, you gotta go super hardcore right away. GR said, let's just start on winning lunch. If we can just get your lunch healthier, let's start with that. Then we'll work on dinner and snacks and, you know, how much beer you're drinking later. And that was really beneficial, and that's I've already seen results of my eating habits from that.
So kind of you wanted to go in, right? Hit the ground running, no pun intended. But this kind of the orientation kind of flipped the switch for you. Maybe like, wait, actually there's a lot more to it. And I never even realized this.
Absolutely. That orientation made me realize that, the path to physical fitness for me is a marathon and not a sprint.
So that was kind of like a mindset shift, something that you hadn't realized.
Absolutely.
Okay. So you go through the orientation and now we go into the first, you know, let's talk about like what it's like training there. So, you know, you come in first week or so, you know, what were you going through? You know, what was that like?
You know, what's fun about training at the dungeon is that they're very unique workouts. And it's stuff that you can see yourself doing more often in everyday life. You know, you carry these dumbbells around or the kettlebells around, and it's kind of like bringing salt down to the water softener. They're just more fun workouts, and there's people around you who are doing the same thing, and they're sweating their brains out, and
Now, have you tried, other gyms or, been to other gyms before?
I've done the big box gyms.
This is different.
The smaller gym like this is a much different atmosphere. There's a lot more accountability there. There's a lot more encouragement there. You don't feel like a little rat in the cage.
Okay. Is it kind of, you said the atmosphere, right? Accountability and things like that. Is it actually act as maybe a support group for the people there?
Absolutely.
Okay. And would you say that it's maybe as far as that it could be kind of like a small family?
Sure. Absolutely. That was one of the things that drew me to the dungeon, was seeing, GR's interactions with my friend Mike and Mike's wife Val, seeing those on Facebook and it looked like they were having a lot of fun, and that they were really intentional about helping each other make this thing work and intentional about each other's fitness as well.
Okay, and so it was this, from what you're telling me, different from maybe some of the other things that you had seen or tried or been to before, right?
Absolutely. There aren't, you don't meet someone at a big box gym, and have them right on your Facebook wall every couple of days, saying, man, great workout today. I've never experienced that before in my life.
How does that make you feel that they do that?
It's great. It gives me a lot more hope, that I can get to the best shape of my life, that I can be, a more fit and healthy person. And yeah, I mean, on a bigger level, we're all looking for more community and more pseudo family,
Yeah, definitely.
And so anywhere you can find that, I think we all want to eat it up as much as we can.
Okay. And tell me about, now it's been just, as we're talking now, it's been just a few weeks, but tell me some of the results that you've noticed so far.
I've seen some small results so far. It's been 2.5 weeks, so it's not too much to scream at, but my clothes are fitting better. My face is thinning out. I've had a couple people mention, JD, you're slimming down, aren't you? And so that feels great. And my eating habits have gotten better. And even that has felt better, to just, not be eating so much fried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pasta. Well, you had the one big result, right? You just mentioned eating habits, right? In the beginning, the orientation, you had a huge mindset shift, which is so hard to overcome. So that's probably a pretty big result, right?
Absolutely. That mindset change from turning fitness from a sprint into a marathon has been huge for me, to realize that this is a long road, and there's a lot more to come.
Okay. Now, can you see this as something that for you, I mean, maybe too early to tell, but it seems to me, based on just that mindset shift, that this is kind of maybe like a life-changing event or opportunity for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think overall life-changing events happen more gradually than just 3 weeks in general. Right. But the first 3 weeks have certainly been more hopeful and encouraging than any other attempt I've ever had at my physical fitness, I'm very excited to see where it goes. And maybe 3, 6, 12 months from now, then I'll be able to say that this was a much more life-changing event.
Right. Okay. Now there's going to be people who are going to see this, right? And they're going to be in the same situation that you were. And they, you're only a few weeks in, so you know exactly what was going on before you decided to join. Say someone wants to join, but they're on the fence. Like they see this or they see an ad or something from GR, they're on the fence. What would you want to say to somebody who's on the fence?
I would say that if you're on the fence about joining the dungeon, the best thing you can do is go in and check it out. All of the things that I've been fearful about in the past, the ways that I've failed, GR and the family at Dungeon have taken so many steps to work through those pitfalls, mostly through the accountability and the family atmosphere that you get at the dungeon. That accountability is second to none and something that I've never experienced anywhere else in regards to health and fitness. And so that the fact that there's a group, that there's a family waiting to welcome you in at the dungeon, that is what should get you off the fence.
Okay. And now I just got a few more questions. I want to shift gears. I want to talk about GR for just a second. Mm-hmm. Obviously, right, he's a trainer. His job is to get you results. But I want to know more about who he is as a person. So, you know, give me a few words or phrases to describe what type of person he is.
GR is funny. He's intense. He's dedicated. He's passionate. He is a zealous, balls to the wall kind of guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does he, you know, and you kind of touched on it a little bit before, but does he come off that he really, you know, cares about not just you, but the clients and the people in the facility?
One of my favorite things about GR is that he cares for everyone that walks into the gym. The moment you walk into the gym, he is dedicated to making you the best person that you can be, and he will help with that any way he can, and that's been really, really encouraging.
Okay, and then the last question I have is, let's say, you know, you're just a few weeks in at this point, but let's say GR decided to just, you know, pack up, close down, and just disappear, right? You could never text him, you couldn't call him, and he just disappeared. And this could be the last time that you ever say anything to him. So knowing that this would be the last time, what would you want to say to him?
GR, thank you for changing my mindset about physical fitness. And the time that we spent together in the last few weeks has probably been more influential in my physical fitness than anyone else or any time period that, in my life. So thank you so much for that. And I'm excited that this is just a fake scenario and that I'm actually going to see that.
Right. Well, JD, I appreciate you coming on, sharing your story. It's awesome. You're a few weeks in, you're starting to see some results and see that mindset has already shifted. And I want to wish you the best of luck with everything going forward.
Great. Thank you, Eric.
All right. You take care.